Shalom Lechem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'Tzion. Golan Ben Gabriel, Matan Ben Dvorah, Mamshichim B'Sidrat HaShiurim, B'Sefer HaKadosh Ma'ine Yeshua, Perek Bet. Kotev HaRav, Shivat Knesset Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Gula, Atidat Yeh B'Bchinat Betula, Haniset L'Ba'ala Shim Omlam Nevela Lezarim B'Yotah B'Galut, Lo Yazeh L'Kibilat Ktana Pachotah Megim Bat Gimel Shanim, Shebetula Chozrim Kum Betulat Yisrael. שכנסת ישראל אינה יכולה להתרחק מהקדוש ברוך הוא יותר מגימל מדרגות וכל פחות מגימל כלו אבו דמי. אז הרב פה משתמש בעיקרון הלכתי, ברעיון הלכתי. There's a concept called love that it's within three tvachim, so it's considered connected. You haven't distanced yourself in the sukkah walls or the schach. If it's within three tvachim, it's considered connected. So to the Jewish people, when we went in the galus and we went to foreign gods and foreign husbands, so it's like a girl less than 3 years old who has bia, says in Yerushalmi that her bisulin come back, her virginity is restored, and that's also the Jewish people, kum bisula sisrael, called the bisula, because in the gullus, we weren't really contaminated. And memela, it's going to come back, our bisula status is going to be restored at the time of the geula. And that's why it says Shnei Alafim Tov, Shnei Alafim Tov, Shnei Alafim Mimos HaMashiach. Kedei Shelo Tisrachi Kabriya Makadosh Baruch Hu Yoser Migimel V'Atoriya Mikasheret Et HaKol Lechvodo Yitbarach. So we don't want the Bria to distance itself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than three. So in Mele it's 2,000 years of Tov, of emptiness, 2,000 years of Torah, started at Abraham Avinu, and now we're at the end of 2,000 years of Mimos HaMashiach. We should never distance ourselves more than 2,000 years. So we have 2,000 years from Bria's Ha'olam. And then we have 2,000 years of Torah. And that 2,000 years of Torah, that connects everything to the Kavod of Hashem. So the first 2,000 years, we shouldn't be more than three from the, shouldn't be three from the Bria, from Hashem. And then the 2,000 of Torah, so there you have the 2,000. It's obviously, it's Torah, so it's connected to Hashem. And then 2,000 Yemos HaMashiach, so that's the, we shouldn't be disconnected more than 2,000 years from Torah, and also 2,000 years from the Beis HaMikdash. So Memela, Mashiach is coming any day. The Churban HaBayis was in either 68 of the Common Era, 69 or 70. So we're still within 2,000 years. Hakopanim, never to be misrachik more than two. So we still have lovut. V'yisod hadovo, ma'she'en Yisrael mitrachakim, min HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoter migimel madrigot u'inyan hatzipiyah liYeshua. The fact that we're never three madrigas away from Hashem is the root of our anticipation of the Gula, שכל מה שמוסיפים לכבוד ולצפות, לראות בטובתו של ישראל, יותר מקרבים את הגאולה. The more we wait and hope to see the good of the Jewish people, the more we come close to the Gula, we bring the Gula close. ועל ידה נשארים בגדר לובד, and through that, we remain connected through לובד, שקשורים ודבוקים בו יסבורך, that we're connected to Hashem, ולא עוד על שכל יסודה של הגאולה, וציפיית הישועה האמיתית. The whole Yisod of Geula is the true anticipation of Yeshua. Sof sof takum betulat Yisrael v'tachzor lekadmut neoreah. The virgin, that is the Jewish people, are going to come back to the freshness of her youth. V'im lefamim matchilim orot ha-geula letmatzet ulatgalot b'derech u'b'derech p'tumit ne'alamim ein zol b'nei she'atzipa lishua lo et ha-shleima. If we see, as we do in our door, that the Gula appears and then it hides, and it appears and then it hides. You think, oh, this is great, and then, we've had that numerous times. So the reason is because, says Rabbeinu, because our tzipia wasn't complete. What brings the Yeshua is the tzipia, is the hope, the anticipation. Yaakov Avinu came to teach when he blessed the Shvatim. Hanoshechik ve'isus ve'ipol rechbo achor lishuatcha kiviti Hashem. חזל אומרים על הפסוק הזה, כפי שיעקב אבינו ראה אותו וסבור בו שהוא מלך המשיח. יעקב אבינו saw Shimshon, he thought he was Mashiach. And when he saw that he died, he said, "Oi, even this one died, Lishuatzka Kivisi Hashem. Hashem, I wait for your salvation. Hashem, I wait for your salvation." Shekena chitzoniyut yitzel shel apnimiyut. The chitzonius is the shadow of the pnimius. V'kasher mitgale gvura chitzona gdola muflagad me'od yodim anu lemadai et otzmat hagvura apnimit shemitgale bepnimiyuta betokef or bahir me'od. ובזמן שמתאחד את הגבורה הפנימית עם הגבורה החיצונית, אז הזמן המוכשר להופעת הגאולה בכל הודה והדרה וגדולת נפלאותיה. ולכן כאשר ראה יעקב בשמשון את אחדות הגבורות האלה, שיחד עם היתו גיבור עצום הייתה השכינה מקשקשת לפניו כזוג, סבר בו שהוא מלך המשיח, וגאולה מגעת בימיו. כאשר ראה שמת, אמר לי שעותך קיוויתי השם. להודיע שהעיכוב הוא רק מפני שחסרו ציפיית וכיווי לישועה שלמה. So the external gvura is a shadow of the internal gvura. When you see great external gvura, you know what's going on inside. So when the two come together, great internal gvura and great external gvura, Mashiach is close. So Yaakov Avinu saw Beruch HaKodesh, that's what Shimshon had. He was physically very strong, as you read in the Psukim. And also, like it says in the Gemara in Sotah Daf Tes, that Ha'isa Shechina Mekashkeshes Lofon of Kizug, that the Shechina would sound like a bell. So he thought he was Mashiach. And the Gula is coming in his time. When he saw it, didn't he say, Lishuaski Visi Hashem? What does that mean? What that means is that we didn't wait enough. Our tzipia wasn't sufficient. And therefore Mashiach didn't come. Yomnam ha-tzipia li-Yishua tzicha liyot l'chol ha-bchinot, והאמצעים שעל ידן תהיה גאולה שלמה ברמת קרן ישראל. אחד מהם לא יחסר. וזה מה שאמר שם המדרש, אמר רבי יצחק, הכל בכיווי. איסורים בכיווי, קדושת השם בכיווי, זכות אבות בכיווי, תאוותו של העולם הבא בכיווי, חנינה בכיווי, סליחה בכיווי. So it's all about waiting. We saw that, you know why we, Mashiach didn't come in his time, we didn't have enough of a ציפייה לישוע. And we have to wait means towards the Yeshua have to involve tzipia. We have to wait for them. We have to hope for them. And that's what the Medrash says. Everything is about hope. Yisurin, Kedushas Hashem, Zchus Avos, Taiva V'olam Haba, Chanina, being granted graciousness, Slicha. Shekein Eretz Yisrael V'olam Haba Nidu Yisrael Yidei Yisurin, Muvan Sheishna Sekula B'Yisurin Shemachshim Uchol Sekulot Enflot Eile. שכנו בטבע יסורים זכך את החומר, לפנות מקום לאורה של תורה ועדינות הרוח של העולם הבא, ויש בהם הכשרה. המשיך גם את הקדושה הנעלמת בארץ ישראל לארץ הקודש. Because יסורים, that's the first thing listed here. יסורים is בכיווי. That you have to have יסורים, because what יסורים does is that it purifies you. It's a great skula. Purifies you. Elevates you. It makes room for the light of Torah, the light of Olam Haba. It says you can't get Eretz Yisrael in Olam Haba without Torah. So that's why it says here, Yisurim is Bekiva, and also Tavos Rosh Olam Haba is Bekiva. Because the Yisurim lead to Olam Haba. So when it comes to the Geula, we have to have Tzipia for all the things that bring to the Geula. And so too, like Olam Haba and Eretz Yisrael, we have to have Tzipia for those things that bring to Olam Haba and Eretz Yisrael, which include primarily Yisurim. Because Pisurim purify us and make us worthy of Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba. V'im amnam ha-geula ha-klalit tluya b'tzipiyat Yeshua ha-klalit shel Yisrael olam b'pratiyut, yechol kol adam ha-idei tzipiyato ha-pratit li-Yeshua la-gei la-madrega l-yona l-tom tam na-noam ha-geula. Kol ha-matabel Yerushalayim zuche v'ro'e b'simchata. So the geula ha-klalis depends on the general tzipiyas ha-Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. However, b'pratiyus, each person, through his tzipiyah li-Yeshua, can reach a high madrega to taste the pleasantness of geula, as it says, "Kol ha'misabel al Yerushalayim zoche v'roeh b'simchos." Anyone who mourns Jerusalem is zoche, present tense, to see the merits, to see the joy of Jerusalem. Shekein etablut al Yerushalayim hi b'hargasha kazot shebevaday tashuv kenest Yisrael b'tula v'kedmat neoreha. Because when you mourn for Jerusalem, That's with the feeling that the Jewish people will definitely go back to her youth. The more you increase your hoping, your pining, your yearning for the Yeshua, for the salvation, and you wait to see it, the more you're purified and you see the Simcha of Yerushalayim, and you can already taste the Geula and the Simcha Shleima. So we learn in this Shir, first of all, that Tzipia brings the actual Yeshua, that the Jewish people never distance themselves from Kadosh Baruch Hu more than two steps away. We're always within Lavud. We have the Shnei Alafim Toh, within two of Bria's HaOlam, 2,000 years. Shnei Alafim Torah, that we're connected to Hashem through Torah during these 2,000 years. Then Yemotza Mashiach, that we have 2,000 years of Yemotza Mashiach. We never distance ourselves too much from the Beit HaMikdash and from the 2,000 years of Torah. So whenever more than three, whenever three away. So we always have, within three, we always have Lavud. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built within Lavud, within 3,000 years of the Chorban. Like I said, we're still within 2,000 years. It's going to hopefully be built any day. And the more we hope, the more Makar of the Gula, like we said. And it's like a girl who has Bia within 3 years, her Besulim comes back. So too the Jewish people are called virgins, because our Besul and our youth is going to come back. We're going to be reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a Besul, like we've never been with anybody else. It's, I guess, Besod HaTshuva Me'ahava, as if we never sinned in the first place. And Lishuaz Chakivisi Hashem, that Yaakov thought Shimshon was Mashiach. He had Gvur Pnimis, Gvur Chitzonis. And when he saw that Mashiach didn't come in his times, he said, Lishuaz Chakivisi Hashem, that we wait for your salvation. The reason Shimshon wasn't Mashiach is because we didn't properly wait for you. And we have to wait for all those things that will bring the Geula, just like we anticipate Yisurim, because we know the Yisurim bring us to Olam Haba and Eretz Yisrael. And if you mourn for the Geula, you already taste its sweetness even before it happens, both on the national level and also on a personal level. Sweet friends, we still have so much more to talk about, but it's gewaldig to always keep this in mind, these ideas in mind. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.